It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
All right, Beer 30. It is a way of life at this point on a Friday morning. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer with us. You can find their podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. One on the phone, one in the studio. Hi, guys.
That sounds like a new way of life.
That sounds like a video for another time.
Exactly.
All right, what beer do we have today?
Well, today I grabbed something from Marin County again. I was in a little town called Fairfax. If you have not traveled to Fairfax, please go. It is a fun little town from, you know, Santa Rosa proper. It'll take you probably an hour to get out there if there's a little bit of traffic. But it's a fun little town. There's a couple cool bars, there's some good people watching. I'll put it that way. But there's also, like, especially for the, I'm sure that anyone who rides a bicycle on these beautiful country roads, they know there's a really cool bike spot that serves beer out there. There's a good pizza place. There's all this. I mean, it's pretty awesome out there. So it's worth the drive. In that place, there is a little small brewery called Iron Springs. This is, we decided to pick their Kent Lake Kolsch. I picked Kolsch because it is truly one of my favorite styles of beer. And I've always stood by the stance of you cannot hide behind a Kolsch. It's a clean German style beer that doesn't offer a ton of bitterness or hops. It's also clean and usually filtered very, very, very well. It's a bright beer. If you can't brew a Kolsch right, you're going to know right away. Kolsch is, you really can't hide anything. It's all about the malt, very little hop, very little bitterness, and it's all about full flavor.
I agree with you. I think, especially being a barbecue guy, this is a beer that had a tendency to pop up a lot in the barbecue world, just because of how light it is in body and the amount of carbonation in the malt profile can cut through sort of the richness of barbecue. You'll see it a lot of places across the country. Some of the more famous barbecue restaurants. I do like this style.
Let's walk through the AATMF real quick. And that, you know, that of course stands for appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, finish. Those five facts will walk you through pretty much any beer tasting. So take notes on that. AATMF, you can Google it and get more details on it. But at the end of the day, the appearance on this thing is really, really light. It looks like a lager, which is why this is so appealing. It's an ale, but it looks like a lager. So it's going to, already you think to yourself, this is going to be a light, crisp beer, which it is. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be on the ale side. Aroma for this thing, it smells kind of like fresh cut grass. You know, we get that here, especially in that springtime, that first green grass in the green hills. Right around when everyone allergies start kicking in. So this is you get the green grass smell without the allergies, which is nice.
I do detect like a small amount of floral hop here, but I don't, it's really, really mild. And
well, with this coming in at 15 IBUs, so this is very much on the low scale of bitterness. You get a little bit of that hopness, hop character, but at the end of the day, to me, it's really tart and sweet. And I want to say tart, not like a tart, like a lemonade or like we've done some of our sours.
Yeah.
But it just has a nice, quick, tart freshness about it.
Yeah, I don't find the hops to really hold up through the palate. It's really more like a floral note in the nose. It finishes really dry, which I like a lot. It's crisp. And I think, some of that tart or sour, it's totally a lemon citrus or a lemongrass thing going on in it, which I like. The carbonation level, which we talk about a lot, is perfect, I think. This is a really great representation of this style of beer.
I agree. It's a really good beer.
It's funny you guys talk about whenever you bring up something that you smell or taste in it, I don't have the reference to that until you say it. And then you said lemongrass, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what that is. Aha. So, it's starting to come together for me now. I'm getting it all.
You have to remember, Danny, I've done years of palate
of research
beer. I've probably drank more beer than breweries have made. But at the end of the day, really the way to get your palate, to get it better associated with beer is obviously starting off with a clean palate, something fresh, making sure that you're doing small tastes. And like I mentioned before, when you take a sip and you can plug your nose and open it as you're swishing the beer in your mouth, you'll really, really open up and you'll get an instant rush of that flavor and that aroma.
Plus, if you do that wrong, it's a great party trick.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're coughing and spitting up everywhere.
It's good times.
But it's true. It's one of those things where that will help you probably finite the taste or smell.
All right. So around the room for this Iron Springs Kent Lake, you said Kolsch?
Yes.
Kolsch style ale. What do you think, Ben?
I'm giving a thumbs up. And not only because I like the beer, but also because they actually take the water from the Kent Lake Reservoir in Marin County. So that's pretty cool, too.
That is cool.
They're using a local water source. Unfortunately, people pee in there as well. So just kidding. They don't. Brad, what say you?
That's what that is.
It's not lemongrass at all.
I'm going two thumbs up on this beer. I think it's great. I actually had it to go along with my barbecue lunch today.
Nice.
And it stood up. It stood up to the lunch. It was. I'm going two thumbs up on this beer. I think it's great.
I'm
going to
give it a thumbs up. All right. Well, you can catch their podcast on iTunes and Google Play. It's called Sports Meets Beer. And you can always catch our reviews of all the different beers at 977theriver.com. Just click on Beer 30. Brad and Ben, thanks for being on, guys.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.